And the Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. This is speaking about God's forgiveness that he's given to us. And it's very poetic, but there's a reason why it says the east is from the west. What is the Bible trying to say? Because it doesn't say as far as the north is from the south or the south from the north. It says as the east is from the west. And so if you think about, you know, the earth is shaped spherically. Right? It's almost a perfect sphere. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. And a sphere, by definition, is actually a three-dimensional circle. Okay? Well, when you're thinking about going north, you go north, north, and then you hit the very top, the North Pole. At that point, what direction are you going? South. North, south. North, south. Everybody's with me? How about if you're here and you start going east? East, 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 east. Do you see the difference? East never meets west. What's the Bible saying poetically? Your sins are gone. Completely. You're never going to come in contact. I mean, they're gone. They're forgiven. And so here's the thing. When God forgives you, he also forgets. Because here's the thing. If you went to the judgment seat of Christ and you come back in contact with your sins, well, then they're not really forgotten. It's not really fitting what Psalm 103 is talking about. When God forgives you, he also forgets. It's done. But when you get into an argument with someone and you say, you always do this, bringing up the past, right? This is what you did last week. You're not really forgetting. And the problem is when you say, well, I forgive you, but I'll never forget. Then you don't forgive. All that means is you put it in your subconscious, and then it's going to come up again, and that bitterness comes out, and it's going to be worse and worse. It does not benefit you at all. See, God, when he forgives us, he forgets about it. It's done. And what the Bible's saying is, hey, you know what? We ought to be like that and just forgive. Completely forgive people. So if they do you wrong again, you don't think about the past. It's out of sight, out of mind. It's just this new situation where you're not upset about 50 things. Because here's the problem. If somebody does you wrong once and you forgive but not forget, when they do you wrong a second time, you're not upset about one thing. You're upset about two things. Because you never forgot about the last. I talked about it a lot during the philosophical idea of bitterness, where basically it becomes fresh in your mind. That root of bitterness comes back out. And so if time goes by, and this has happened 20 times over 10 years, you're upset as if they did 20 things simultaneously. Well, that's going to make you pretty upset. But if it's just one thing, then it's a lot easier to actually forgive.